Dying blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I'm free indeed.
Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. I'm reading you from the book that's not even off the press yet, but I've just finished it. This is from the preface of the book. The book is entitled, How You Can Pray in the End of Days, with a subtitle, And My Call to Help the Prayers. From the preface, I'm reading, What Do I Mean by the End of Days? Very simply, things are about to change. We live just before an age change. Technically, the Lord gave Adam a six-day work week to see what man could do in six 1,000-year days. We are at the end of the sixth day. God has designed a plan whereby you and I can do important work with Him in this climactic time, and we do it through prayer. He called me to help the prayers. He gave me an understanding of the times and even of what we are to do in them. He charged me to write two books on prayer 35 years ago. This is the first. It may be late, but it could be right on time. And so we read yesterday. You can hear it on the archives, and I'm taking up today. When Mrs. Allie Honeyeager came to my house, a call from the doctor's wife, another telephone call came. It was from Allie Honeyeager, the wife of a local physician, Dr. Lloyd Honeyeager. She asked me if she could visit me. I didn't really know her, though I had seen the Honeyeagers at church, and Ken had told me about a man in his Sunday school class who usually took it over. He said the teacher would open, and soon thereafter, Dr. Honeyeager would comment on the lesson. I can almost still see Allie standing at my door as I answered it. She was tall and slender of build, but she was not standing tall and straight. Her posture was off balance. With both hands, she tightly grasped the handle of the heavy Wallensack recorder propped against her upper leg, bent at the knee. She came right in and plopped the recorder with a thud on my coffee table. "I came to play a tape for you," she said. "What does that mean?" I thought. It was April 1967, B.C., before cassettes even. I'd never heard of anyone playing a tape for you. She proceeded to wind the 7-inch reel tape around the spindle and press play. Then she sat completely silent as the reels began to turn. A man's voice, very Texan in accent, filled the room. I learned later his name was Kenneth E. Hagin. The tape was his recorded message entitled, The Father's Care. Based on the Lord's own prayer in John 17, it was all about how much God loves us and cares for us. Kenneth Hagin read how Jesus prayed to the Father, quote, And you have loved them as you have loved me. Verse 23. Brother Hagin emphasized that verse saying, God loves us as much as he loves Jesus. I wept. I was literally sitting down on the floor next to my coffee table, weeping, sobbing. My already Holy Ghost softened heart absolutely melted. Mrs. Honeyeager moved right in for the kill. Mrs. Brim, she said, Before you try to convince Mrs. Martin that the baptism with the Holy Spirit is of the devil, don't you think you really should know more about it? I really should, I blubbered through my tears. This man is teaching a seminar on the subject next week in Tulsa. I would like to take you and Mrs. Martin as my guests. Now I knew where Mrs. Martin was getting her information. That next week my life changed forever, and I began to see that I could answer the call. Since I was not working outside my home at the time, I was free to join a happy group of four ladies traveling daily to Tulsa for Kenneth Hagin's 10-day seminar on the Holy Spirit. Twice daily on weekdays and once on Sunday, Allie Honeyeager picked up Pat Martin, Renona Standridge, another friend whose husband was a deacon in our church, and me, and we drove about 20 miles south to 1029 North Utica in Tulsa. Evangelist T.L. and Daisy Osborne had moved into larger quarters and had sold their building to Kenneth Hagin Ministries for their new headquarters. Kenneth Hagin had only recently moved from Texas to Tulsa at the leading of the Lord. Part of his leading came in the form of a vision he saw in 1962, which he called the River of Praise. And this is how he described it. I'm taking this from his book, I Believe in Visions. Kenneth E. Hagin said, I saw a beautiful flower garden with a white picket fence around it, overgrown with flowers, glorious. indescribable. No words could tell of its beauty. Such an aroma went up from these flowers that the fragrance seemed to be multiplied 100-fold, forming a cloud of incense. When I reached the gate, Jesus was there to open it for me. To the west, I saw flowing into the garden what looked like a river. It narrowed where it came into the garden. Then it seemed to become wider and wider, rising into the sky. The river appeared to be pouring tons of water into the garden. Then the water changed, and instead of a river of water, it was a river of people. I saw men with silk top hats and long tail coats, and women in evening gowns. I saw businessmen in smartly tailored suits. I saw laborers and housewives with the work clothes on. I saw people of all sorts, all of them singing praises as they flowed into the garden. Then the Lord said to me, "These people are what you call denominational people, or denominations other than full gospel. In this day, I am visiting hungry hearts everywhere. Wherever I find hearts that are open to me, in whatever church they may be, I will visit them in this hour. I also will visit places you never would have thought I would visit. Not only what you call denominational churches, but I also will visit other religions where hearts are hungry and open to me. I will bring them into full salvation and into the baptism of the Holy Spirit. This river is people who will be called in these last days and who will flow as one and will come together as one. The beautiful aroma of these flowers is the praise of these people ascending into heaven, even as the incense of old ascended unto me. You must play a part in this. You will work with these people in the various denominations. You will minister to full gospel people to help them be prepared for my coming. I will show you how and what to do." I have just read an excerpt from Kenneth E. Hagin's book, I Believe in Visions. He had seen what he called the flower garden vision. I did not know it then, these are my words, but I know it now, that we, the people who were in that 10-day seminar with Kenneth Hagin, were part of that river. Brother Hagin was told by the Lord that he must meet us, denominational people, on neutral ground. The small room we walked into that day, which was converted from office space, held about 150 people, and it was jam-packed. Down front seats were hard to get. I had never seen such a scramble to sit at the front. In our church, it was the back that was crowded. But Allie Honeyager marched us down to the front row to reserve seats. I did not realize that the Honeyagers were on Brother Hagin's board of directors. The atmosphere was exhilarating. The music was spirit-filled. Brother Hagin's son-in-law, Buddy Harrison, led the spirited singing. Sarah Burrell's fingers ran up and down the keyboard of the old upright piano with a Pentecostal anointing, though at the time I would not have known to call it that. And if anyone had mentioned to me that Kenneth E. Hagin was a prophet who saw visions, I would have run out of the building. Kenneth Hagin was 49, tall and slim. He had as guest speakers Reverend and Mrs. J.R. Goodwin, longtime pastors at the First Assembly of God Church in Pasadena, Texas. There was a purity, a dignity, a holiness about Kenneth and Aretha Hagin and J.R. and Carmen Goodwin. Every morning, in the calm speaking voice of a teacher, Brother Hagin went through the Bible, particularly the New Testament, and scripture by scripture expounded on what the Word of God says about the Holy Spirit in the new birth and in the baptism with the Holy Spirit, with the evidence of speaking with other tongues. Some of the very lessons I heard are published in Kenneth E. Hagin's book, Tongues Beyond the Upper Room, Everything You Want to Know About Speaking in Tongues. You could get that from Rhema Bible Church or Kenneth Hagin Ministries, or we have it as well. I listened intently as Brother Hagin taught. I had been brought up believing in the integrity of the Word of God. So when I heard what the Word said day by day, I was convinced, especially after Brother Hagin answered a question that had been forming in my mind. We were told that on Friday we could ask questions. I could hardly wait to ask mine, and I was the first to shoot up my hand. My question, carefully thought out, was, "If you are born again, and you are right with God, and you see that this is a gift, and you don't receive, what could be stopping you from receiving this baptism?" You see, I had been going home after the sessions and asking the Lord to baptize me with the Holy Spirit with no results. Brother Hagin spent the entire session answering my question. The answer was so wonderful. To this day, I consider this information of utmost value to one desiring this wonderful gift from God. Brother Hagin said, either one of two things could be hindering you, and they are, one, a lack of faith, or two, a lack of yielding. If it is a lack of faith, then you go back over the scriptures on the subject until faith arises in your heart. For faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10:17. Everything from God from the new birth on is received by faith. But 9 times out of 10, it is not a lack of faith that hinders, but a lack of yielding. And Brother Hagin taught the rest of the session on how to yield to the Holy Spirit. He said that this is of primary importance in living an overcoming life in God. Throughout life, we must know how to yield to the Spirit of God. I got it. And following that morning session, Pat, Martin, Renona Standridge, and I went into a small room at the back. That room would later become my office, 3 years later. There, Kenneth and Aretha Hagin laid hands on us and prayed for us to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and we were. I literally went off like a fountain. Divinely given words bubbled up from my spirit with a force. Beautiful words flowed out my mouth in a language or languages unknown to me. Pat Martin later said, I don't think it's fair. I only received a couple of words, and I've believed in this longer than you have. Yes, I said, but you weren't born again 20 years without this second experience in the Holy Spirit. Your spirit knowing that there was a further experience and waiting for it. When I learned how to yield to the Spirit, I recognized that many times before in my life, He had come upon me just like He did that April 1967. For example, the night I was born again, at Falls Creek camp, in many services, at the churches I grew up in, so many times I had walked forward to rededicate my life because of the Spirit's moving upon me. And if I'd only known how to yield to Him, I could have spoken in tongues with all its benefits many years earlier. For days, I spoke and sang in tongues. Those spring days in 1967 were so filled with light. The flowers were brighter, their aroma more fragrant, the song of the birds was sweeter. It was the most beautiful spring I had ever known. This flow has not subsided now for 48 years. Long ago, Brother J.R. Goodwin called me brimful of the Holy Ghost. May that appellation apply to me all the days of my life. Now, I have just written this book. It's at the printers right now, but it should be coming out around, some early May. You can call us at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. And just ask for Billy Brim's new book. Or you could ask for How You Can Pray in the End of Days. And they will send it to you for only $10. And we will include shipping. Normally, it is $10 plus shipping. So you'll be getting a little bit of a bargain there. Just call and ask Julie for Billy Brim's new book or How You Can Pray in the End of Days. And if you'd like to hear me reading this book, you can go to our radio archives. This is the second session, and you can listen to the whole thing. My call to help the prayers is the first part of the book. I think you'll be blessed by it. And so this is Billy Brim saying how much we enjoy having you and having you with us every day. And having you tune in to Wednesday prayers with us online at billyebrim.org. This is Billy Brick saying shalom, shalom until tomorrow.